Yeah.
Yeah, some Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, I think this dude's like 4'1" or something like that.
He's a tiny man. He's a tiny human, and he's got some great hair, and he does a lot of his shows shirtless, I believe.
Yeah.
Where he does like just the vest with no shirt on underneath.
Hey, man.
And he's got the rock star look down.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely got the sound down, because this is...
Yeah.
This is very Robert Plant. This sounds very... Led Zeppelin-y.
Yes.
Very, very good stuff.
Very Zeppelin-esque.
I like the Greta Van Fleet. I mean,
me too.
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good.
And then all of a sudden you start hearing them in like every single like Fanatics or I forget whatever at like NFL or NBA.
Oh yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, they play that in the background for all those ads now, and I'm just like, how do I know that song? Oh, that's right. Yeah. I like that band.
Hate Myself for Loving You. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
And waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yeah.
But you've been waiting all day to hear about the bipartisan legislation that both Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson both support. You can give us a call. Give us your guesses at 844-967-2789. Text or call. Give us your tangents, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. This is 1580 AM WTTN and 92.7 FM in Madison.
Yeah. And that
Devil Radio.
That song was my tangent off of what my guess is. I picked Highway Tune because my guess is that it's got to be something to do with infrastructure, because I feel like there's not a whole lot of overlap for these
not
two.
Not even. It's somewhat, but you could categorize it under infrastructure, but it ain't going to be billed that way.
Okay.
Any guesses? Nothing?
I mean, we can go off on my dairy tangent until we want to see if anybody wants to call in and give us their guesses.
Well, I have another tangent, too, based on your news read that you just you had there about the...
Which also goes off of highways, because it's the wheel tax.
Yeah, highways, wheel tax.
I'm prepared in so many ways.
So Facebook wants to antagonize me, so they pick like two or three random... like if I snooze a couple, they'll pick like two or three random other right-wing people to antagonize me with, and whatever. Some of them are friends of mine, and I'm like, oh, you're giving me that? Okay, great. That's fine. That guy's great. Whatever. But this one was complaining, why do I have this fee on hybrid vehicles? This is stupid. It used to be this, and now it's this. Why did my hybrid vehicle tax go up? I'm like, well... it's your stupid Republicans that did that.
Yep.
Because Governor Evers wanted a modest gas tax that would also include people from out of state who, come up to the up north all the time and fill up their gas here all the time.
Yep.
And it would be mitigated by that. We'd actually probably, models said that we'd probably bring in more revenue, but who cares about that? They said, screw the people with hybrid vehicles.
Freedom.
And because the Republicans supported it, all the Republican minions like this dumbass on Facebook said, you have to do that. Whatever it is, screw the libs. And then now one of them has a hybrid vehicle and is getting taxed and complaining about it, has no idea why it happened to them. It's important to pay attention, because you know what? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, you're going to be president, but they're not going to fix your roads or take care of your schools or anything like that. If you don't pay attention, it could pass you right by.
Yeah. And the other thing off the wheel tax is over the last 11 years, from 2011 to the first of 2022, there went from 4 communities to 44 communities exercising wheel tax, because the state legislature will not give local governments like counties or cities the ability to raise taxes through traditional means like property taxes. And so wheel tax is one of the few ways that those entities can still kind of hit some of these revenue gaps that they're experiencing, especially during a COVID-19 pandemic. We actually had Attorney General candidate Adam Jarkow is upset about the wheel tax as well, going all over the place, these wheel taxes. So as Attorney General, he vows to eliminate even more local control by getting rid of wheel taxes as well.
Great.
So but the when party of local control, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, but when it's time to go and take responsibility or do anything, it's all local control. It's local control.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone. All right. So you have a story about dairy, about the dairy state.
Yeah.
Again, I want to know, 844-927-2789. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson agree on legislation. Tell me what this is. And we also have another question. How many gallons of milk do you need a week for a household of, let's say, 7?
How much milk is too much milk?
Because how much milk, obviously, this is the dairy state. Everybody here likes milk or cheese or whatever.
I feel like I wouldn't have to ask that here in Wisconsin. But, you know, CNN is currently running a special about the supply chain, some of the price increases that we're seeing.
Yeah, and a lot of the things they're highlighting are valid. We're not invalidating the news story.
Exactly.
But
I'm not saying
one detail of the news story really struck Luke and his.
Well, not just me.
Sticking like, a micro
to. This is going all over Twitter today. And it is a pretty interesting story because the family that CNN used, it's a Texas family that they highlight in this story to talk about rising prices at the grocery store, talked about the rising price of milk, went up from about $1.99 a gallon a couple months ago to currently sitting around $2.79 a gallon. So about an 80-cent increase. But they talk about it, milk specifically, because the family of what I can tell, 7 individuals.
Seven.
And most of them in teenagers or older too. Mm-hmm. So an older family. But this family of 7 goes through 12 gallons of milk a week, Brian.
Wow.
That's so much milk.
That's so much milk.
That's
and like, I'm trying to justify this because I'm a large dude. And don't get me wrong. Like,
Brian has taken the stance that this is a reasonable amount of milk.
Just offhand. I'm just thinking like, you know, cereal and teenagers. When I was a teenager, I also try to guess the size of the people too. Because, I mean, if you got like, you know, a bunch of large people like myself. For example, my mom is from a family of 8. 5 women, all very formidable, as well as 3 boys.
That's the same makeup of my mother's family.
I'm the oldest of 17 grandchildren, and I am maybe the 3rd or 4th, maybe 5th largest one in the family. Just to give
big
you a
family.
Perspective.
My family's not that big.
I'm 6'5", right around 340 right now. And my grandpa's large football player, man, and all that stuff. So large people, and they had a formal dinner every night. 10 people at
dinner. That was back in the days where you used to drink a full glass of milk with dinner and everything like that. And I believe that
these people maybe justify your family. I'm trying to think of like a budget of these people eating that or going through that. And I still can't justify it. These people order a side of beef and have it every night. Like a giant side of beef the size of an arm and there's no leftovers.
Yeah.
Like these are people who and I'm trying to think of what you would use all that. Like, are you making that many
mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes
and mac and cheese was your immediate
justification. Mac and cheese, but then that doesn't use that much. And then how many bowls of cereal are you using? And then we got into an argument over how much milk do you use in a bowl of cereal? And I'm like, definitely not the cup recommendation on the side of the box.
No. I think that's even like
actually, I barely
cup.
Eat any cereal anymore since post diabetes. Freaking Halloween! My goodness, I had 3 pieces of candy. So far, maybe a couple cookies, and I loved every second of it, but then I died.
Jeez. Well, I did the math, and so 12 gallons of milk a week times 4 for quarts, because I wanted to get it down to see kind of how much these individuals were drinking a day. Uh-huh. And so it would be 48 quarts of milk a week, and 7 individuals, 7 goes into 49, so I rounded up one quart. But essentially, these individuals are drinking a quart a day of milk, and I'm like, that's
so
a lot of milk.
You got an 8-ounce glass, maybe with you know
times
a meal.
4 though. You're
and then you have maybe the 8 ounces with cereal, and then you got 2 other ounces to account for.
That's a lot of milk.
Maybe there's a lot of cream of mushroom soup being homemade or something.
I don't know.
That uses cream,
but every single day for a week for the month, because I don't know.
That's consistent. That's got to be. There's got to be something. Am I? We're missing something here,
right?
Is there a casserole they're making? It's Texas. Is it like?
I don't know.
Are they making horchata or something?
Maybe one of them's one of the kids is a football player or something and just literally chugs a gallon of milk himself a day. I don't know. You can't do that.
There's a limit to the amount of milk that your body can take in, no matter how big
you
are.
I'm aware of that, but that's why I thought this story was really wild. And people even here in Wisconsin are like, that's a lot of milk for one family in any given week.
Yeah, and inflation is real, and supply chain issues are real, and the things they're highlighting are absolutely real. But I don't. How did.
Maybe 12, if we
or convince, is he just saying I get 12 gallons of milk a week, so he gets paid for 12 gallons of milk a week, and then he spends like the rest
no,
on
like
cigarettes
the CNN
or something?
Reporter, the like, CNN reporter went to this the grocery store with this family. Like they observed their weekly family grocery shopping excursion, and they had like four or five carts. Like they're all pushing a cart themselves, and it was a lot of food, and they were big humans. But I'm like. This
kids,
can't,
I'm
going to
need some
typical,
help on this one.
Right, this can't be the typical family's experience.
12 gallons of milk for seven people.
How many gallons of milk does
one.
Your family go through
one.
A week? One.
One.
See, I'm one of four kids in the so six-person family, and we probably went through anywhere from 1 to 2 gallons of milk a week when we were all living in my parents' house. But I cannot fathom six times that amount of milk, and it's just to me it's. It hurts my brain. I have a hard time.
Or are they
going
just wasting
like
that
half
much
a gallon
milk.
Of milk now in a week?
I don't know. So, help us out. 844-967-2789. If you can tell us whether there's what you're using milk for, if you're drinking too much milk. Also, if you know what legislation is bipartisan between Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, I'm just interested to see any guesses before I reveal the big reveal soon. But let's go to Joe in Madison. Let's see what she thinks.
I'm guessing here, complete guess, that the bipartisanship between Senator Baldwin and Johnson would have to do with agricultural supports, maybe dairy supports, which is why you're talking about milk.
One, you'd love to think that. I would love to think that, but that is not correct.
Okay. And then on the milk side, I suppose it depends on whether you really like ice cream or not, right? And how much you like that cheese.
But are you saying that they're making their own?
Oh, I don't know, but I mean, some people do, or do they include ice cream and cheese within this, or are they just counting glasses of milk?
No, I think those,
like
those,
on their shopping
those items, list. Those items were also, like ice cream and cheese were also in the shopping carts, Joe. I believe this family goes and purchases 12 gallons of milk out of the cooler.
But like,
and
it's not like milk lasts, like you can't freeze it and preserve it, you know, like, unless you make ice cream with it every week.
Yeah, that's a lot of milk. Perhaps they just, I don't know, maybe they're trying to get off a drinking jag and they're going for milk. I'm not sure. That it seems like a lot to me. But then family of seven, I don't know, growing kids, perhaps that could be the number. Would your daughter get anywhere close to drinking that much milk?
No. I couldn't even make her if I tried.
I feel like I drink a lot of milk when I used to play soccer, and so the milk was a go-to drink.
Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, milk, it's too hot. But I feel like I went through a lot of milk when I was in high school, but there was no way that I went anywhere near that amount of milk.
That's a lot of milk.
I wasn't drinking 32 ounces of it a day.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this doesn't even get to the tangent that I wanted to get to because I don't have a nice sum up to be able to sling my way over.
That's
to
all right.
Just jump over.
We'll connect it. We'll add it on.
Okay, this is good. The years of improv will hold true for you, Brian. You'll be able to make the jump here. I'm curious about if other people have comments about the situation with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. There was a Guardian article that described him as being, well, now we kind of realize that he's sort of like a used car salesman, you know, that any kind of dodge or deflect in order to score what he wanted to score would be what he would go after. I find it amazing on so many levels. We're coming to appreciate that at least the coaches knew that this was going on, possibly the NFL knew that this was going on, and his teammates knew this was going on. So was it really only the press that didn't know that was going on and the general public that didn't know it was going on? And where's the courage to not, if you honestly truly believe that you don't want to have a vaccine, why not take the heat? Why not say, I'm not getting the vaccine and I will take the heat and I will engage in the protocols that I'm supposed to engage in order to meet the NFL guidelines? I find it amazing because in the end, the guy is an employee. He's being paid millions of dollars to do what he does. And part of what he has to do is be part of a team. And he's not part of a team this week and possibly next week and possibly even longer than that. Sort of, I don't know. I'm just amazed that other people don't have comments about what this does to the team.
I think that's an excellent point, Joe. One of the things I saw online and swirling around yesterday is Aaron Rodgers is such a fan of not facing criticism that he just went ahead and lied rather than face the criticism for not being vaccinated.
By the way, Joe, so you're saying that Aaron Rodgers didn't drink the milk in that Got Milk commercial and it was just some sort of makeup they had on him? in on his mustache, that milk mustache he had, is just
fake?
It was
a fake, just like those electors for Donald Trump here in Wisconsin.
Lying poop mouth Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, we're summing it all together. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Come back for one more segment. We'll keep making it all relative.